He thought I was lusting for his loafing spot in the shade? Ha! Huh, what a joke. I had much bigger and better things waiting for me. A gorgeous lady dog who absolutely adored me, and a new assignment as assistant director of bone research at a very important archaeological excavation. With all this in my future, did I have time to fuss and twitter with the local cat? No, sir. Poor old Pete. He had slid into insignificance, completely off the radar screen of my ambitions. Not only would the elite troops of the security division not invade his yard, we wouldn't even give him a thought. And so it was that I left the little sneak sitting in the ramble of his own rubble and marched around to the front of the house, where a vehicle was waiting to whisk me off to my new assignment. It would be a tough job, supervising a crew of scientists, and I'll admit that I felt a little nervous about it. I mean, I knew bones as well as any dog alive, but that other stuff, flint, beads, arrowheads, potterage, that wasn't exactly my cup of wax. I would have to study and observe and, well, bluff like crazy the rest of the time. You'd be surprised how well that works, bluffing. I made my way toward the small crowd that had gathered at the front gate, where Mr. Wilkins, Little Alfred, and Sally May were engaged in conversation. Baby Molly was there too, but she was goo-gooing in her mother's arms and not actually a part of the conversation. I slowed my pace to a dignified walk and shot a glance towards the pickup. Just as I suspected, the astonishingly beautiful Sardina Bandana was watching my every move, staring at me with eyes that sparkle like a whole trainload of diamonds. To reward her attention, I raised one eyebrow, then hurried on to hear what was being said. Sally Mae was talking.
Slim Chance? Why, yes, he lives not far from here. In fact, he works for us on the ranch. How do you know Slim?
Well, we went to the same high school, and Slim and I... Mr. Wilkins laughed and ducked his head. We spent quite a lot of time together in the detention hall, catching up on our homework. Sally Mae nodded.
That sounds like Slim. I'm sure a lot of teachers retired after he went through the school.
We were both pretty caught up in being bronc riders, see? And couldn't seem to fit schoolwork into our schedules.
But now you're an archaeologist. What happened to the rodeo?
Well, ma'am, one night a bronc threw me so high I caught a glimpse of the future. Riding to the hospital in the back of a 57 Chevy pickup, I said to myself, Wilkie, the next pony is liable to break your neck. Maybe you ought to think about college. I'd always been interested in archaeology, and here I am. I'm a contract archaeologist, and I've been hired to do this excavation at the county park. Little Alfred had been restless through this conversation, and now he couldn't wait any longer. He tugged on his mother's dress.
Mom, can I go?
Sally Mae gave him a hard look.
Camp out on the hard ground? Sleep in a tent?
She turned to Mr. Wilkins.
Wouldn't he be in the way?
Not at all. We'll teach him to use a trowel and give him a little unit all to himself. By the time he leaves, he'll know a lot about archaeology. Alfred clasped his hands in the begging position.
Mom, please. I want to dig up a dinosaur.